boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We did something weird today. Oh my God. Not that weird.
I was just trying to set the mood.
Well, okay. We spend a lot of time together,
we
Destiny
do.
And I. We share
we
a lot
We could be married at this point because we spend so much time together.
Work marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we share a lot of things with each other.
Secrets.
Snacks.
Oh.
Oh. Well, yeah, same
Both
thing.
Both S words.
Secrets and snacks. And today we were in a meeting with other people around. And someone was like, oh my gosh, I have this like lollipop, a sucker that I want someone to taste and see if it is gross or not or what the flavor is. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll do it. That's fine. And then you also wanted to try it. So I was like, oh, I'll lick one side. You can lick the other side because it was flat. And everybody else looked at us like we were nuts.
But it was just normal for us. Like, we didn't even think twice. We're like, yeah, we'll just share a lollipop with each other. You know, that's what besties do.
I just was like, you guys, we're going about this logically. I'm licking one side. The other side is reserved for you.
Yeah.
If anybody else wants to hop in, I didn't lick the bottom part of it.
Neither did I.
Go ahead.
You can lick the bottom half.
I just don't think it's that unheard of.
I didn't think so either. I mean, like, we didn't even, like, cooties were, germs weren't even shared. And I didn't even think twice about it because you and I share things like all the time, you know?
Well, yeah, we share snacks. I let you like put your dirty hands in my chips, bags of chips and
my candy all the time. I share my candy with you all the time.
What's the
difference? I think about you all the time when I make dinner. I'm like, oh, could I bring leftovers for Taylor?
The answer is always yes. I always want the leftovers.
This is why I think we could practically be married.
I'm just saying. We shared a sucker today. I don't know where
next
this
is marriage.
Maybe. We'll see.
She says no.
Yeah, probably not.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know when you're on a website and you have that prompt comes up that like you pick out all of the squares that include like a bicycle in it and you have to click them to prove you're not a robot. I got some bad news about that. It's getting harder.
Oh, dear freaking Lord. I got a problem with these.
Okay.
Because I never know what they want from me.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you want me to be accurate or if you want me to be wrong.
No, they don't want you to be wrong because they're trying to, like, cipher out bots and stuff.
I swear to God, I've been completely accurate before. Like, like the ones that are like, tell us what the words are. Is it AA137? And I'm like, I swear to God, it is that. And then they're like, that was wrong. And I'm like, well, tell me my vision's wrong. Go ahead, computer.
Or you're a robot. And you didn't know it.
I don't think I'm a robot.
I think you could
but
be.
But then I'm like, was I supposed to get it wrong? So then I start typing it purposely wrong.
Just no,
to see.
You shouldn't be doing that. That just shows you're a robot. Why would you do that? Don't do that anymore. Okay, let me tell you a little bit more about this. Gee whiz. You gotta stop doing that.
I'm just trying to make it happy.
Okay, so these tests are called CAPTCHA, which is an acronym for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Now, the issue is that computers are getting smarter than us, honestly, with AI and stuff. So because there's so many bots and like, I don't know, accounts going after things as like hackers, basically, they have to up this testing so that it can trick the bots. But now we're running into issues where we're not smart enough.
Don't tell me it's going to ask me what C squared is or something.
I hope not. I don't know. But now it's like a thing on TikTok that people are like, okay, now share what weird CAPTCHA test you got because I'm feeling more and more like a robot every day. Like some people, obviously you have the ones that are like, click on all the photos with a stoplight in it. And you're like, okay, I see a millimeter of a stoplight in this one. Do I click on it or not? But there's some that are where you're supposed to identify objects that are the same shape. There was another one that was click on the only non-aquatic animal.
Oh, God.
Or select the red object in front of the object that only appears once. What does that mean?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
So, yeah, bad news, I guess, for everybody. If you're already overthinking those stupid tests, it's just going to get worse.
Don't ask
here.
Me what 2 times plus 3 times. I don't start going crazy on
I'd
me.
Rather you. I'd rather the computer be like, sing a song from High School Musical. I'll prove I'm not a robot all day then.
We're sorry.
Exactly.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
This might ruin all of your future dinner dates. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, God.
Because I read this and I was like, oh, no, I hope I am never this person.
So I hope I never was or never will be.
I guess we'll find out. Let's just jump right into it. Another dating horror story from you. So this girl said, I had just gone through a pretty rough breakup and was kind of down to distract myself with some dating apps. So I downloaded them. I was having fun swiping and chatting with guys. And then this guy, Dalton, was really quick to ask me to meet up for dinner. So I thought, why not? It'll just be casual fun. I knew right off the bat, meeting him in person, he was not my type. He was hot, don't get me wrong, but his personality, not so much. He was obnoxiously bragging about the car he had, that he lives on the top floor of his apartment building.
Ooh.
And to top it off, he was being rude to the waitress.
No.
All immediate red flags. But honestly, I was starving, so I just wanted to get through eating the meal and get home. This man ordered a turkey club with extra, extra mayo. And a cup of mayo on the side. When it came out, he ate his mayo club while dipping the mayo club in the sud bowl of mayo. It was raining mayo at this point. There was mayo all over his hands and the corners of his mouth. I was shocked and kind of embarrassed. And I think the waitress was also shocked. Here's the cherry on top. At the end of the night, he tried to lean in for a kiss.
Mm.
And all I could smell was mayo.
Mm.
So I gave him an awkward side hug. I ghosted him afterwards. And now I have a new ick unlocked. Mayo boys.
Yeah, dude, there is not a single condiment out there that is worth that much. Like even ranch. Like I'm a lover of ranch, but same. I would not put that much ranch on a sandwich and then have a side of ranch on that. The only thing that I think that is that you could have that much of, queso.
And that is the opposite of an ick. That's a turn on, honestly.
You want to go on 15 more dates after?
Yes.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
They're back.
Who?
The bugs.
No.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I'm really excited to have some nicer weather, some warmer temperatures, some sunshine. And then I just looked out the window and a huge bug just flew by and now I take it all back.
Crap. That means mosquitoes are back, aren't they?
Literally. Probably sooner than we even want to admit.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot toot. Toot toot. I didn't get a single mosquito bite last year.
Oh, you're getting eaten alive for just saying that.
I know I am. Like, they're coming after me this year. I just know it. For some reason, I was not good enough last year. This year, I'm probably juicy.
You're asking for it.
I know.
So,
And now hearing that they're probably out doesn't make me feel better.
I haven't seen a mosquito yet, but I did see something with wings just fly by, so.
Crap.
I'm gonna stay inside now.
You get older, you start getting gray hair, you start getting wrinkles, and then you slowly start losing skills that you had.
I have zero skills. I have none left. At 27 years old, I don't know how to do anything. I swear to God.
We want to know, what skill have you lost that you wish you could get back? I bring this up because, like, you know, I've been moving and I've been going through some of my boxes. Because I'm trying to, like, also, like, not only am I moving, but I'm trying to get rid of clutter. You know, I'm trying to donate. I'm trying to sell what I can. And I came across some, you know, boxes that were memories or stuff from my past. And in one of those boxes was my clarinet.
Oh, wow. When did you play that thing? High school?
I played clarinet from sixth grade all the way until 10th grade. And then from 10th grade until senior year, I played bass clarinet. So my last 2 years of high school, I didn't play clarinet. I just played bass clarinet, which was the school's property and stuff. So my own clarinet didn't get played for my last 2 years of school. But I got it out and I'm like, dude, I don't think I could play a C or an A. I literally don't think I could play
Hot Cross Buns.
Girl, no. I don't think I could play anything. I know that I could read music. I feel like I still have that skill, but I, for the life of me, don't think I can tell you what is what on a clarinet anymore, because the last 2 years was a bass clarinet. So I feel like I've lost that. Even if you put a bass clarinet in front of me, I feel like I've still lost that skill.
You'd just be honking it.
Which is funny. Oh, yeah. I would be like, you know, it'd be a squeaker, whatever. But it's just funny to me that I played it from sixth grade until senior year.
6 years.
And I got nothing to my name. I couldn't even play Hot Cross Buns. But I bet you I could do it on a recorder.
You know what, same, actually.
How many times have you said out loud, man, I can't do that like I used to?
Way too often. Way too often.
Yeah, because it's a skill that you used to have and you have lost it over time. We actually want to know what that skill was that you had. Now that you've lost it, you wish you could get back. What is that skill?
Okay, well, Melissa on our Facebook page said staying awake for an entire movie. Which is, honestly, yes, I agree with that 100 times over, but I'm going to extend that a little bit. I wish I still had the skill to pull all-nighters the way that I could back in high school,
dude, I know,
in middle school, even into college. Something about being in middle school and being at a sleepover and being like, okay, tonight, we're staying up all night.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't even need a Monster or a Red Bull to get through it. You could just do it.
Literally just like burning on your own fumes. And then it didn't take 3 weeks to recover your sleep schedule.
No,
you
know.
Literally could stay up the entire next day like, oh, I pulled an all-nighter. I did it. And then now if I were to try to do that, you would not catch me out of my bed.
Dude, last night I was up till 10:30 and I was like, I'm going to need a whole gallon of coffee if I'm going to stay up till 10:31.
I already need a nap.
What skill have you lost that you just wish so much that you could get back? That's what we've been talking today on the show.
Emma, what skill have you lost that you want to get back?
Playing the piano. A couple of years ago, I took a lesson and I got really good, but then it just stopped.
There's a lot of people on our Facebook page, too, saying piano, or Mike said the saxophone. Mm. You said the clarinet, Destiny. I'm right there with you. I took like 2 months of piano and I wish that I could remember what I learned in those 2 months, but I cannot.
Don't remember Hot Cross Buns?
I think I could do Hot Cross Buns.
Oh.
That's about it. Anything beyond that?
Too much.
Do not recall. The other thing that I wish that I could get back, and I'm going to sound so stupid saying this, I wish I could write in cursive the way that I could when I learned.
No, you're not wrong though. I only know how to do my name in cursive, and that is it. So when you go to Target and you're checking out, right, and you got to write your name and signature because you just put in, you know, whatever, you know, and then you have to sign for it. That's it. If you were to ever ask me to do an A because my name doesn't have an A in it, I'm screwed.
You know what? I struggle with F. I also struggle with K, and I struggle with the M and the N. You
know I don't
what
know
I'm
how
saying?
To do any of those.
Should we take a test? The girls are fighting over your man, Destiny.
Post Malone?
Post Malone.
No way.
Has started a war between two huge fandoms, and that is the Swifties and The Beehive.
All right, back off, ladies. I've had him. I've claimed him for many years. Are they thinking he's hot now? Is everybody finally? Oh,
I don't think so. No.
Dang it.
So Post Malone has collaborated on Beyonce's new album. He does that song Levi's Jeans.
Yes, so good.
And he also is appearing on Taylor Swift's new album.
Fortnite.
So he's been booked and busy and obviously has given both Taylor Swift and Beyonce shout outs, I think, on Instagram mostly. And now the fans of Taylor Swift and Beyonce are angry. They're fighting who does Post Malone like more.
You know what? It's funny you say that because I actually kind of wondered that the other day. Because he posted a photo of Beyonce on her horse. There's a photo of her on the horse, mm-hmm. I think with like an American flag or something like mm-hmm. that. And he says, I love you, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he ever actually says, I love you, Taylor Swift.
See, now you're thinking the opposite because you're exactly right. He posted a picture of Beyonce and said, I love you, Beyonce, because she's Beyonce. What else do you say to her? But if you saw, he also posted a photo with Taylor Swift. Looks like they were in the recording studio or doing their music video. And he had like an entire paragraph of it's once in a lifetime. You have a friendship like this. You have a gift like nobody else's. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay, which is also a nickname. So I feel like a lot of people think that he likes Taylor Swift more.
I didn't see that one. So now I do think, I think you're right. I think he likes Taylor Swift more.
And now the Beyonce fans are like, what the heck, man? Where was her paragraph?
Because all he really did say was, I love you, Beyonce.
But like, it's Beyonce. So what do you...
You really can't say much more. She already knows she's the queen. I mean, you really can't say much more.
Leave it at that. Leave it at, I love you, Beyonce.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How would you feel about downloading a new social media app?
Oh my God. No.
I know you're exhausted.
I have too many.
Well, okay.
I can't even tell you the last time I've checked Snapchat. I've got messages waiting for me on that app. And Twitter, it's been probably a year. God, it's been a while.
What about if it's, I don't know, something that you maybe used to have that's making a comeback?
Don't tell me.
What are you hoping for?
Vine?
No. Oh, dang. I wish it was Vine, but
dude,
no, it's not.
All right. Okay, let's go home.
Let's lower
it's not Vine.
The bar a little bit. Jeez. Sorry.
Let's go home. It's not worth it.
No. And maybe, I guess I don't even know if you had one of these because I was a little bit too young, I think.
Yik Yak!
No.
That was also really cool.
It was a terrible app.
It was terrible, but it was fun.
No, there is going to be a Gen Z resurgence of a version of MySpace. But instead,
oh yeah, I had it illegally. I don't know what you were
too young.
I was too young, way too young, but I had it.
Okay, well, this woman named Tiffany has been spending the last couple years figuring out the new social media trends and how people like to use their apps. And she's created a Gen Z-ified version of MySpace called No Space. So it's got a little bit different a name. But she wants to bring that like millennial social media experience back. And you know what I'm talking about. Like, posting every time you ate a new flavor of cheese.
Dude, I miss doing that.
Or uploading 300 photos after a slumber party with your friends.
Oh my God, are we going to have the top eight back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I got to figure out who are my friends in the top. I just have you.
I don't know if they're going to call the top eight, but you might only have one. I don't know. well, we'll have to see. But
don't act like you have more than
no,
eight.
No, I definitely won't. I would want that feature hidden from my profile. I'm embarrassed. No, but it's like MySpace because I know a lot of people that had it. My older sisters were always like so into
you could
creating.
Customize everything. Yes. I loved how like customizable it was.
Well, they're bringing that back. Fully personalized, customizable.
Couldn't you have a song on your profile that people came, it would be like, in the arms of an angel. I would pick a different song for these reasons.
No word if that's going to be a feature. You might want to research a new song. And there's going to be likes, sort of, but instead they're going to call them stars. And instead of like, you know, Instagram, something that gets a lot of likes just gets boosted to the top of your like feed. And some people that don't get a lot of likes, their stuff never gets seen. none of that matters on No Space. The amount of likes, there's no like algorithm of, okay, cool, how do I go viral and stuff. It's like really bringing back like old school Facebook, MySpace.
Good, 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 good.
And the only downside is, number one, it's not out yet, but it is going to set to launch this summer.
Cool.
There are 380,000 people waiting on a wait list to be able to use No Space. So you might not be able to hop right on it.
Crap. Is there a limit number?
I don't think so. I'm kind of confused why there's a wait list anyways, but I have a feeling like this thing's going to crash right out the gate if everybody's like running over there to start a profile.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to crash it. It's going to be like Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster all over again. Dear Lord.
Well, I guess we should prepare now.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We've got Z102.9 Adult Prom coming up really, really soon. Saturday, May 4th at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Which you can't help but think, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to prom next Saturday. But let's think about the last time that we went to prom. We probably were in high school. Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Yeah, 100%. And it wasn't, you know, thinking back, you're like, ugh, I wish I could redo it. Wish I could do things differently.
When you can, and that's what Z102.9 prom is for.
100%. But we're talking about the theme. And some of those themes, you're like, you know what? I wouldn't redo that because that theme was kind of sick. That theme was cool.
Yeah, or that one was a little strange. Maybe that too. We'll take anything.
We'll take anything. We want to know, what is the most creative prom theme that you had in your high school?
Alyssa, what was yours at your school?
Our high school prom theme was For Those About to Rock.
What does that mean?
Like, we did like rock and roll bands. So like Kiss, Led Zeppelin, and we had like made all the posters and hung it on the side of the gym and did like guitar decorations and like purples and blacks. That was pretty cool.
Now tell me you had a rock band play.
Well, everybody got to choose like a rock song to walk out to. So everybody had like a different song for each couple.
That's cool. That's commitment. Creative. And I don't think I've ever heard of a rock and roll prom.
No, 100%. But I thought she almost took my high school prom theme. When she said rock, I was like, oh, heck no. They stole our prom theme.
Oh.
Because of it in Shellsburg, and I forget which year this was, because I don't think it was my senior year, so I don't think it was 2014. So either 2013, 2014. But around that time, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO was super popular,
oh,
and that was our theme. We had our theme be Party Rock Anthem.
If you would have just played that for me, I'd be like, oh, it was Jersey Shore. That's what it reminds me of.
We called it Party Rock. And you're like, okay, how would you come up with decor for that? I don't know who was on the committee for it, but they did great. Like, there was like cutouts of people basically like dancing and like, you know, kind of party rocking, yeah, you know? And the colors, I like kind of what she said, it was like purple. I think I remember orange being in it as well.
Wow.
But for some reason, you know what's funny is I remember doing a masquerade dance too. That one, I feel like the decor was not as cool as the party rock one. I felt like that was the coolest prom we ever put on.
That's a pretty creative idea, but I kind of want to challenge now. Somebody needs to do a Jersey Shore prom.
Be there or be square. I'm talking about Z102.9 adult prom coming up Saturday, May 4th.
Yes, exactly. Literally next Saturday. Back at the Doubletree by Hilton. Why not redo prom as an adult? Duh.
Yes, please.
So we're excited to see you there. You can get your tickets at kzia.com, but we are asking you, in the spirit of prom, what is the most creative prom that you had at your high school theme-wise? Grace, what was it for you?
In regards to Destiny's, I went to Vinton Shellsburg in 2012 when I graduated, and our prom was the Party Rock Anthem that she was talking about. It was pretty lit, actually. Like, it was really fun.
Dude, the Party Rock Anthem.
Dude.
Was a big hit.
I'm telling you. I feel like that was the coolest theme that we ever put on. I think it was just taking something that was really popular that year and making it into a theme. And I know what you're thinking. The decorations were probably lame, but they weren't.
I
don't know. They made it work.
I'm jealous of it. I'm not going to lie. Because when I think of my high school, when I think of my high school prom themes, I'm like, yikes, why'd we do that? And most notably, we did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
We did a Titanic prom my senior year.
No, you did. Oh, dear God.
I can't. I cannot believe it was real.
That is disrespectful.
Dude, I don't know who approved.
But who the heck thought that was a good idea?
I'm telling you. And there was levels to this thing.
I'm not even going to give you credit. Like, oh, that was the year the movie came out and you guys were... No, because that you have just recently graduated.
No, we're talking about 2015. Okay, that's when we did this Titanic prom. And with that, like, we did the Grand March where everybody comes and watches. The couples do a little fashion show. The backdrop was literally a ship. And I'm like, you guys, looking back, I think we could have done better.
I have a question.
What?
Why wasn't the backdrop instead of a ship?
Oh God, what are you going to say?
The door.
You know what? Now I got to know. I got to go back and look at pictures. Was the door incorporated? Because if it wasn't.
I mean, seriously, you guys should have had the door and then you guys should have taken photos and proved that two people could fit on the door.
She's still not over it.
You know, I got a little inspired by my own high school prom because I think it was 2012, came up with a very creative theme at Vinton Shelsburg. We didn't do the typical masquerade or Great Gatsby or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. We took what was really, really popular on the radio, which was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO,
mm-hmm.
and we made that our high school prom theme. And the decorations were sick. The music was awesome. It was the funnest prom I have ever went to. And it is all based off of a song on the radio.
I think that's cool, though. Because, like, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of very common themes. So why not shake things up a little bit with what's popular?
100%. So I'm like, okay, can we challenge you and I that if there was, like, a school out there that, I don't know, hadn't thought of a prom idea just yet.
Here you go. Here's some for free.
It'd be a little sad if you hadn't thought of anything and it's April. But we've got some prom ideas if you don't have anything.
Based on songs.
Based on songs. Okay. I'm thinking of a really popular song right now that I think would be a really cool prom theme, and that is Beyonce, God. Texas Hold'em.
That's what I was going to say.
Were you really?
Yes. I knew it.
I just feel like that would be cool. You could be kind of like poker theme or something
cowboy theme. Yeah,
There's so many things you could go with that.
Missed opportunity if you're not doing that, honestly.
I just feel like there's so many things you could do with that, plus play the crap out of the song. I think it'd be awesome. Now, another one that I love, I really think this is such a great idea, and I think it really makes everybody happy. It makes the girls happy, makes the boys happy, it makes everybody in the room happy. Now, if you're a gamer, it makes you happy, because I feel like we could go both ways for the decorations. We could go a little bit of video game themed, and if you're a lover of Taylor Swift, we could go Taylor Swift theme.
Oh my God. Fortnite?
Yeah!
It's like the saddest song ever. Wow, that would be depressing.
You know what I mean? But you could have in the corner Fortnite playing for the boys that they want to play, or girls if you play it too. I don't care. And then Taylor Swift, decorations everywhere. Call me crazy.
It's a little crazy. That one's a little out there. Okay. Well, I'm not going to lie. You stole my first idea, which was
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. So you're going to want to click on my number two button in front of you over there, because I think that this is also a pretty creative idea. Houdini, Dua Lipa. It's magician themed.
Ooh!
Right? Right?
Yes.
Little bunnies popping out of hats and people swallowing swords.
What?
Is that not what magicians do?
No, that's what they do, but I just did what I was bunny, and then you said somebody was swallowing a sword, and I was like, we jumped way too fast there. Slow down.
Hire me. I'll be your magician.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.